Now I'm joined on the line by writer Tertia Cutmore, who's going to talk about her book, The Lion Who Couldn't Eat Meat, which has been illustrated by Victoria Ward Fowler. So are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, really well.
And we've also discussed your name Tertia, which I think is, you've only ever met one other person called Tertia.
Yes. I can't even remember when that was, but yeah, it's there's obviously not very many of us at all.
So, which is great for when you write books, because people will remember your name.
Hopefully, yeah, that wasn't the intention, but yeah, it's an added bonus.
This is your debut book. Before we talk about it, when did you actually start creative writing?
Well, it came about by chance, really. It was just over a year ago that this story began, and it's something I was always interested in English and at school, but never thought to myself that is what I'm going to be one day. It kind of really happened by chance, and my husband and I were away at a hotel for a couple of nights, and the title just came into my mind, which is actually, it's Luca the Lion Who Couldn't Eat Meat.
Yep.
Because obviously my son is Luca, so it's based on him. Mm. So the title came, and then the words just kind of came, and the more I wrote, the more I thought of adding to it, and yeah, so the story actually came together quite quickly, within sort of a week or so.
Yeah.
And then I met Victoria, is a friend that I've met through school. Our sons are friends at school, and we met through preschool. And just by chance, we got chatting, and she said, "Oh, you know, I do illustrations and drawing." And I said, "Oh, you know, you're so good. You need to do something with this." And that's kind of sowed the seed, really. So yeah, then that was before I began writing the book, actually, and then maybe that gave me the idea, and so it was just a year ago. So this is, I've not written any other books before, but yeah, there's more in the pipeline, definitely, so following on from this one.
Now, the book, as you said, has been inspired by your son, so how is, tell us about why he inspired this book.
Right, so when Luca was born, he's five, he'll be six. In February, when he was born, almost immediately within the first sort of few days, he started being sick quite dreadfully. Projectile, it was pretty awful. And so obviously we took him to the doctors. We kept being told it's reflux and he will grow out of it. Fast forward 18 months, 2 years, he was still being sick quite a lot, still kept being told the same thing. And it wasn't until he was just before he was three that one doctor suggested, "Oh, let's test him for allergies."
Yeah.
Which, so we went to the hospital, tested him for allergies, had sort of the skin prick test that they do, which is, for any parent that's had it done, is horrible.
Yeah.
A tiny child having that done is, they cry a lot. And then we discovered he was allergic to quite a few things. So dairy, egg, sesame, peanuts, cod, strangely. So I just, for those first 3 years of his life, you know, we could have avoided a lot of the horrible situations that he had to go through.
And this book is really, you know, obviously when you read it to children, it's for, because a lot of children got allergies, or they might have to take medication, they might be diabetic, they might not be able to have sweets at school, or something might be, they might have a disability that doesn't allow them to join in. So this book is really aimed at any child for whatever reason that might feel they're a little bit different to other children.
Exactly. It's just, because I think since Luke started school, it became even more obvious then that he was had lunch with his friends, and it was obvious that he was different. Like, he had a different colour tray, because obviously they've got to be careful of what he can and can't have. And so for him, I mean, in actual fact, he's handled it really well, but I know there must be a lot of children that really, really do struggle. And it's just that, it's that highlighting something that, well, I'm different to them. So it's not necessarily just about allergies, it's, if you feel different for whatever reason, you know, just it's okay. You're not on your own. There's other people in similar situations to you, and you know, there's things to be positive about, not just the things that make you feel different.
Yeah, what a fantastic book for young kids to have as well. So you know, whether or not people have got allergies, or they feel different, or it's just a regular child at school that hasn't got any allergies, it's good for everybody to read a book like this for children to, because it also introduces them to people that might have allergies, or things are different, and it's just normal in the world that we live in. It's just, you know, everybody is different.
Yeah, and I do. I think it could be a really good learning tool to help other children think, well, actually, I've never known anyone with an allergy before. Mm. Well, aren't I lucky? Aren't I lucky that I can eat whatever I want?
Yeah.
Because quite often we'll be in a restaurant and, you know, it's just so obvious and we can't all eat the same thing.
Mm.
And so those moments when we can all have the same meal, it's just such a lovely feeling. And I think for those children that have never had to deal with that, obviously they take it for granted and that's fine because they don't know any different. But just to raise that awareness of, oh, I'm really lucky. I can just go to the fridge or go to the sweet shop and just eat whatever I want. Mm. So.
It's a fantastic idea to base a book on. So is there going to be a follow-up with yourself and Victoria Ward-Fowler, who's done the beautiful illustrations? Is that coming?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, she is fabulous. I mean, she's actually got her own Facebook page. It's called My Love Bubble.
Mm.
So she does sort of nursery art, so you can buy different things to do with nursery. But she's very talented. So, yes, we've already discussed that we want to do more together. Mm. And I'd very much like to, because there's lots of different characters in the book,
mm.
His school friends and obviously his parents. And so the next one I've begun is about another one of his friends from school. The main theme of this sort of series of books is going to be feeling different from what, in some way.
Yeah.
And just bring an awareness to that, you know, I think the next one's going to be a sort of around bullying in a gentle way for younger children, to show that being unkind can have a really bad effect on people.
Yeah. And what age group are the books aimed at?
I would say Luke the Lion is kind of 3 upwards, sort of maybe 8 or 9-ish.
Mm.
It's really hard. That's a question I've been asked quite a lot. It's really hard to give that definitive bracket, obviously because each child's different. But I, as a guideline, I would say sort of 2 or 3 upwards to about 8 or so. So
excellent.
Definitely more sort of primary base.
Yeah. Now, where can people buy the book? That's the important bit.
Yes. If anyone wants a copy, and obviously we're self-publishing, so any support, like being here on the radio is amazing, because it's just any help really doesn't mean a lot, because we haven't got a publisher that's helping promote it for us. So people can buy it from Amazon. It's available worldwide, so amazon.co.uk, but depending on which country people are in, they can go to their version of Amazon to buy it. So, and it's $6.99.
And all the details for the book will be up online a little bit later, so you'll only need to do is just click and go there. You've got your own Facebook page as well, haven't you?
I have. It's Tertia's Tales, if anyone wants to go and have a look, because that's obviously where any future books will be put on there, as well as obviously Luca Lyon. So, yeah, and any information about what's going on with it. So, yeah, and if anybody out there can help us get it out to as many people as possible, then that would be fantastic.
And I've got a few other interviews at other places. We won't mention the other stations, but they'll be coming up as well. So thanks ever so much. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
And best of luck with the book, and we'll get to hear when the next one's coming out and come back and let us know everything about it.
Yes, I'd love to do that. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Thank you. That is Tertia with Tertia's Tales. Go and have a look on Facebook if you're interested in buying a copy of the book, which is $6.99. Just give me